Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we're going to hear from a listener from Pittsburgh who will talk about 2000...
Hold on. Jim, what is wrong with your voice? You almost sound possessed.
I've been feeling a little awful lately, Patrick. I think I've been listening to a little too much emo.
Okay, how's the new year going so far?
Pretty good, pretty Jim. Good? Yeah, pretty good. I'm getting used to the 2020 thing. It's been different. I feel okay, but, you know, there's just something a little uneasy, it seems, around every corner in 2020. Have you noticed that?
It's going to be a year.
It's going to be quite a year.
Yeah, so before we get into, you know, all the...
Strap in.
Yeah, all the craziness that's going to happen this year.
Yeah, boy.
Enjoy the month of January, because we're just talking about great music that people have heard recently and wanted to share with the community, and just enjoy that for now.
Totally. Before, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anymore, you know, it's so difficult to keep track of everything that's going on and all the bands and all the songs and all the recommendations and all the content. So it's nice to have other people sort of doing a little curating for you and you know, talking about what's stuck to them during the year and why they liked it. That really means a lot to me.
First of all, this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Because sometimes I forget that, so let's get that out of the way.
Yep.
Let's get on to the call at hand. Well, let's just play it and see what comes up.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Marios Critiotis from Pittsburgh. Not Mario Lemieux. I want to clarify that this year. Although if I see him around town, I will recommend this show to him. I think the Penguins owner, he looks like a guy that would be a music fan. But... just wanted to get my album pitched in. I'm calling you from the Courtyard Park, of course, not the being a dangerous driver. Didn't want to forget to do this year. 2019 was a weird year, I think, for everybody, but it was such a good year for music. It was ridiculous. I couldn't even pick a runner-up. I had to pick two runners-up, so I'll get right to it. Sorry if this messes up your format, but... runner-up number two, so I guess this is my third favorite record of the year, is called My Finest Work Yet. It's by Andrew Bird. It's a guy, I'm not the biggest fan of his. I know he's had some kind of complicated releases. He did one, he like recorded a record in the middle of a river and stuff like that. So I wasn't super into him. And this record really was like a gateway for me into his stuff. A friend of mine called it the Father John Misty album for well-adjusted adults. And I think that really works. It's just, you know, he has these biting, ironic songs, but they sound like they're coming from somebody who's in this with us. You know, he's in the mess with us. He's not like laughing at us from the outside. And I think that's a really important, tool when you're using irony, is to like make sure people know you're like, you're sympathetic. It takes away a little of the darkness. But it's a great dad album. It reminds me of Jackson Browne's album, Wait for the Sky, which is like one of my favorite records of all time. So maybe that's why I gravitate to it, but it's just really, the fast songs are really catchy, really good. The slow ones are really, really pretty. It's just a really good sounding album, and I cannot recommend it enough. So that leads us to number two, I guess the first runner up. Another unlikely artist, it's called Basking in the Glow by a band called Oso Oso. And this is a genre I've ignored because of horrible market saturation. Some of the most insufferable bands, some of the most insufferable labels, milking this in the early aughts. But it's an emo record at its heart. But it's just so well recorded. It sounds so good. This guy, his name is Jade Lillitree. He's no stranger to music. He's been playing for a long time. He really knows what he's doing. He makes just the most catchy hooks I've heard this year, outside of Charlie Bliss, which was another great band, but another great record I liked this year. But this is a really sneakily great guitar record. There's not really a ton of filler. They're not all the same format. It's not all kind of like My Girlfriend Dumped Me kind of stuff. You know, it's very witty. The writing is great. Hey, it's Marios again. I knew that was going to happen with my long-winded response here, so sorry. But So just finishing my favorite records of the year. Number two, the runner-up was Oso Oso, Basking in the Glow. Dig, the standouts here are Dig, Impossible Game, and the title track, Basking in the Glow, are all fantastic. But the whole record is just great. It's all killer, no filler. Really recommend it. And my number one is unlikely as the first two of my favorites were. This is this one. I could not pick it. Is Zoo. It's spelled Z-U-U by a rapper named Denzel Curry. He's a Miami rapper. He works with a production team that they're just so in sync with him. They're called FNZ. It's like Fnatic and Zach. They're from Australia. They just do nasty, nasty, really unique beats. This guy, Denzel, he got a little attention from the rock community. He did a really amazing cover of Bulls on Parade from Rage Against the Machine for some website. And so he got a little attention there. And he has a new song with Glass Animals, too. So it's kind of a crossover rock hit. And the record just, it sounds so good. The bass is so distinct. It's so dirty. It has like a little, like, it sounds like the tone is just blasted on it. And it's so, gives it this kind of like, kind of funky Motown sound. I can't even describe it. But of all people, Jeff Rosenstock loved it so much. He tweeted to Denzel and he asked him how he made that, how he made the bass sound. And Denzel tweeted back and said something like, I'll DM you. I don't want to spill the sauce, bro. which was hilarious. And it was cool to see those two communicate. I'm waiting for a collabo between Jeff Rosenstock and Denzel Curry. I think that'd be great. But, you know, it's the whole album. It kind of goes like a concept album about Miami, covers a ton of ground musically. Ricky is a song about his dad. It's an anthem about how cool his dad is. Very heartfelt, weird in a weird way. Speedboat is like a classic Miami rap song. Wish has this great old school melodic vibe. And all throughout, this guy, he's like 24. He's in the prime of his career. And he's just so dialed in. His delivery is so great. And I just could not stop listening to this record. And I push it on everybody that I know. So I'm thus pushing it on you and maybe your listeners. Who knows? But really great record. It's my record of the year. Denzel Curry, Zoo. And finally, just wanted to wish happy holidays to you guys. Been another year listening to your show and getting into bands that you guys are getting into, and I just really appreciate what you do. I hope you guys know that, and I hope you have a great holiday season with your families.
Okay, are you familiar with this artist at all,
Denzel Curry? No, I'm not. Not just from, similar to Oso Oso that Marios mentioned. It's so great to hear from Marios again. Thank you very much for calling in. Just have heard their name in passing, you know, either in a review or in a news story or something, but I'm not familiar with either of these artists' music. But really sounds like Marius loved Denzel Curry's record. And it's interesting to hear the stuff about Rosenstock, too. That's really funny. That's a good mark of quality right there.
All right. Well, let's hear a little Denzel Curry.
Cool.
First day knocking, now they hopping. All on the way because they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ask, keep knocking.
My daddy said, trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said, treat young girls like your mother. My mama said, trust no hoe, use a rubber. I'ma act, 1-2, stop the track, bring it back, what it do? See, Ricky said, never let nobody get the one up on you. If they run up on you, hit them with a 1-2 or a bitch slap. Leave the cul-de-sac, your brothers gon' have your back regardless. And stick with your day one homies that was here before you started. And fear no man but the man above your head. Pray before you go to bed, everything my mama said.
First they knocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ask, keep knocking.
My daddy said, trust no man but your brothers. And never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said, treat young girls like your mother. My mama said, trust no hoe, use a rubber. My daddy said, trust no man but your brothers. And never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said, treat young girls like your mother. My mama said, trust no hoe, use a rubber. Hey, your mama ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit.
All All right, that song is Ricky.
Ricky. And interesting, just reading about Fnatic and Zach, FNZ, that Marius mentioned. These two have really produced a lot of pretty high-profile artists, but Denzel Curry is right there amongst them, which is pretty cool. So it looks like they've worked extensively with him. It's got that good banging sound for South Florida, man. Really cool.
Absolutely.
Yep.
He also is wearing a vintage Marlins jersey
on the cover. I know, it's pretty sweet. Yes. It really is. Got to rep your area. Yeah, it's something interesting, Jim, and maybe a topic for another show at another time, but it's really interesting how in a lot of hip-hop music, R&B music, there's a much stronger local and regional identification than there is with rock music. Don't you find it's strange? I don't know exactly why that
is. Well, I maybe know a little bit about this. I mean, that goes back to like the very origins where they would do, you know, songs about the Bronx and then songs about Queens, right? And it was always like representing, you know, where you were from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that just sort of carried over then to Atlanta and the West Coast and all of that, right?
Or could go back to the Jamaican sound systems, right? When they were always trying to rep their sound system against somebody else. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah, there was always sort of a competitive nature to the music and sort of like, you know, the where you're from became one of the things you would sort of use to, you know, identify yourself and try to one up somebody else on, you know, like, you know, your place is better than theirs, totally. Right? Your home is better than theirs, right? Yeah.
I read an interesting, really good overview of hip hop in a magazine recently.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Really, really good.
I appreciate that. I'm also, I've also been watching this excellent series on Netflix called Hip Hop Evolution.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Is it? Okay, cool.
Yeah. You know, basically, they're up to like season three or I think four is coming out soon. But basically, you know, every episode is just like a different chapter sort of in the story.
Oh,
and
nice.
They get all the stars.
That's really cool.
On the show.
Okay.
And it's really great.
I'll have to really, bookmark that. Hip Hop really Evolution.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really great. Okay, but anyway, that's not why you called.
No. So,
Denzel Curry, just the latest in the hip-hop evolution.
There it is.
And
sweet.
Is held in high regard by Marios. So
yep.
Thank you for that. And if Mario Lemieux wants to call in, the way he would do that is to call 612-440-1984. Tell us about his favorite song or album from 2019.
Here's a question. Does Mario Lemieux have a tape player? A cassette player.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah,
because then
too.
We would send him a mixtape.
That's right.
That's part of the deal. Mm-hmm. So you call in, you tell us about that, you get the mixtape.
Yep. Tape player not required, though.
That's right. No, some people just want to have the tape and they just, you know, have it as a souvenir. That's fine,
cool.
too.
Very cool.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure
the resale value on those is sky high already.
It's got to be high. Yeah. Well, I was going to suggest, I think the best way to secure the mixtape is to call in, like as we mentioned.
Yep.
You know, there's probably a secondary market, but it's, you know, that's a little dicey. You're going to be chancing it there.
Right.
So I wouldn't count
maybe
on that.
Maybe a bootleg.
That's right. You know, Salvation Army.
you might
find it there. Yeah. Okay. So let's go. I think tomorrow we're going to do two calls.
Oh, great.
It's a two for Friday.
Cool.
That doesn't sound right.
Two for Friday.
All right. And I got something in my mouth here.
Yeah.
So, all right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Jagged ash, I'm leaving.
podcast co-host should be able to discuss everything.
Here comes the dog.
I'd like to talk about your dog.